You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
And when I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
We're on to Cincinnati.
It's my team. It's my quarterback.
Know your role and shut your mouth, you jabroni.
They are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
Hello? You play to win the game.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
And on the way up, we're going to buy the kneecap off.
Playoffs? You kidding me?
I'm just here so I won't get fined.
How could you not be romantic about football, man?
Oh, hello, everybody. Welcome to Benched with Bonetta, the Super Bowl hangover edition. I'm just kidding. It's Tuesday. I've recovered. Okay, it was a doozy of a week. Listen, I'm not saying this lightly because I've been blessed with many a beautiful weeks, but that was perchance the best week of my life so far. Okay. It was so much fun. I just made the absolute most of it. I got to see so many incredible people. The game was bonkers. Halftime show was incredible. Hanging out with my NFL Network fam, very, very thankful to spend another Super Bowl with them. It was just such an incredible week. And it continues. Can you believe it? We're still doing this thing. We're still standing. We're still working. Coming up on the show, we've got a great show. We're going to talk to KB about the madness of this week. And just telling you right now, I am functioning on about 2% brain power. Okay. So if things seem crazy, they're even crazier in my brain. Okay. I need sleep like I've never needed it before. And thank you guys. Thank you for listening to this podcast all season long. It has been so much fun. Shout outs to my team, the all lady team that makes this show happen. I'm so grateful to work with some incredible badasses every single week putting on this show. And then let's introduce the other badass of our show, Kyle Brandt. KB, what up? I mean, I think that we're both just fried, exhausted, but somehow he is still energetic as he always is. Mr. Kyle Brandt. KB.
Hello.
I mean, how are you feeling? How are you? What are you thinking? I have 2% brain power left. That's what I'm rocking with today. What are you rocking with?
One more week. We can do this for one more week, but you know, they used to have the Pro Bowl after the Super Bowl, as you know. So like, imagine we just had to keep doing this.
No.
I feel like I'm in the 12th round. I haven't had any time off since August, but I'm thrilled. I get to work in football for a living, and I have to put you, Rachel, on my Arizona top five. If I was to make a list of five people that I ran across a lot throughout the weekend and that I was always happy to see, like, you're definitely in the top five. I loved you.
Oh, thank you. I had such a blast. I mean, I'm saying that I'm tired, but it's because I went full freaking throttle the entire time. I have never had a busier Super Bowl. I have never been more to just like, you know what? I have these things that I have to do. And then otherwise, I am down to freaking clown. I went to Drake. I went to the Killers. I went to Honors was a blast. I got to see, we'll talk about that in a second. I got to see just about every single person. You know, sometimes with the Super Bowl, especially this one in Arizona, and I don't know if you found this, but it was very spread out. Like every single night, it was just like, okay, you're here in Phoenix for this. And then the next day, okay, you got to go to Scottsdale for this NFL Network thing. And then you're in Tempe and you're all over the place. It was crazy. But I somehow ended up seeing every single person that I wanted to see, which included you. Talk me through game day. Talk me through game day, because I saw you on game day morning. You joined our big show. Did you have to eat a hot chicken wing? Because I did. And I almost threw up on live television.
I did. That was so crazy. So we're doing game day morning with Rich Eisen and Mariucci and Nate Burleson was there and Kurt Warner. And like, we just get to the last segment and you have your whole rundown of the segments, you know, what you're going to do. And we, you know, you're like, it was like, you know, tail of the tape and like, Kyle, you're going to do running backs and Kurt, you do quarterbacks. And so I was prepared as always. And in the commercial break, like 3 minutes before the segment, they just started bringing out chicken wings. And I go, what are we doing here? Wouldn't you bring out the cheesesteaks and the brisket or the ribs or something? Like, Buffalo didn't make the Super Bowl. What are these wings doing here? Apparently, there was some boat vendor that they brought out called Booty's Wings, B-O-O-T-Y apostrophe S. And they're like, we're going to do the thing where we eat the Reaper wings and then break down Miles Sanders in the running game. So we did it, and I got to make booty jokes, and I was fine with that. I liked it.
So we saw this happening. We saw Mooch like chugging a gallon of milk, like RIP to his stomach the day after that. And I was just like, okay, I think that we should try this. So Cynthia's just like, okay, we're going to go for it. And they were like, do you want just like the mild wings and you guys can play it up? And I was like, no. I might be a great actor. Okay. But today I want the real thing. I want to compete with the boys. So they give us these chicken wings and God's honest truth, KB, I was like, for a second, I was going to tap Cynthia and be like, take over, because I was going to throw up on the field. I do not do well with spice. I will never take on that challenge again. Okay, I've learned my lesson. And then what was the game like for you? You just said you were maybe sitting beside some interesting people. What happened?
Yeah, so the way it works, you work for the league, like you are given tickets. It's amazing, but you don't know where they're going to be, or you don't know they're kind of, there's this whole system. So I got my ticket and I had no idea where it was, and you just follow and you ask ushers like, "Where is this? Where is this?" They go there, go there, go there. So it ended up that like I got to go to a cool little suite, a box that overlooked the stadium, which I was like, I'm thrilled about. But I'm by myself. I have no wingman, no wingwoman. And I walk in, there's a small collection of people in there. And like, I don't know the rhyme or reason. I really don't. But the first two people I see when I walk in by myself are Stephen A. Smith and Kelly Clarkson.
What?
That's who I watched the game with. Me, Stephen A., and Kelly Clarkson. It was bizarre, but I really enjoyed it.
That is amazing. Did you get to meet Kelly when you were backstage at NFL Honors? Because she, and I'm not just saying this, absolutely crushed. Whoever wrote the show, her comedic timing, everything was so great. I was so impressed.
So for context, I'm a 20 plus year fan of Kelly Clarkson. I saw her in concert in 2003. I saw her in 2018. I love her music. I just love her vibe. And I think that she is going to be like this generation's Dolly Parton, like just a national treasure for 50, 60 years. And so I saw her backstage at Honors and she's all hugs and like she's into her kids and I just loved it. So I'm a massive fan of hers. Not ironic, not guilty pleasure. I love Kelly Clarkson and she lived up to it. And listen, I have a history with Stephen A too. So it's great to see him.
That's awesome. Were they fun hangs? Like, were you guys getting after it during the game?
I thought that Stephen A would, you know, be, how do I say this? Like holding court. I thought he would have takes and thoughts and he'd be sharing them. No, like very locked in, quiet, private, like, you know, nice and everything, but just sitting there completely silent, watching the game, which goes against the persona that you think and maybe kind of expect. And then here's what's fascinating. You'll love this, Rachel. So the halftime show, it's fascinating to watch a pop star watch a pop star. So yeah. I got to watch Kelly Clarkson, who's, you know, multi-platinum, watch Rihanna. And she was like just vibing with her, like pulling for it, singing every word, dancing, like vibing, willing it, like just really, really in her corner. And that was contagious. So our little suite was like, was just rocking during the Rihanna set. And it was because of Kelly.
I love that. I love Rihanna so much. I went and saw her like a million years ago, and it was such an incredible show. So I was so excited for this. And I know people have their thoughts, and maybe it was a little bit more like subdued than even I was expecting for Rihanna. But then the more that you think about it, you see that she's obviously pregnant. You've got the dancers who are all in white. She's in red. And then you look at the set list. It's like a whole story of somebody falling in love, having a baby, and then just living their beautiful lives. So I've changed my tune. First things first, I was just like, that's was not really the halftime show I was expecting. And now I'm like, Rihanna's a genius, and she is so cool. And it was so awesome for all of us to get to watch a pregnant woman perform at the half. Like, it was insane. What did you think of the show?
It was awesome. Well, yeah. And I also have thoughts for like the lip sync mafia who like feels very strong pointing that out. Like, understand, folks, you are watching a pop show at the halftime of a football game. You are not at bleeping Carnegie Hall. If she was lip sync, who cares? Look at the dancing. She's on a 300-foot stage. Are you really that concerned with the integrity of the performance, or do you just want to enjoy some pop music and have a beer and shake your hips? Just have fun a little bit, okay?
Shake those hips, baby. Shake those hips. Shake 'em. What did you think of the game was like? I think we all were hoping that it was going to be as high scoring, but I feel like anytime that I've gone into a Super Bowl being like, "Oh my god, this is going to be like offensive fireworks. It's going to be incredible." It's like, you know, a dud, but it was not that at all. Like, I couldn't, you know, I was in the midst of eating a pretzel covered in Cheeto dust, which was equally as insane as the game. And I was just like, oh my god, this is the greatest day of my life. I just saw Rihanna and this game is incredible. What did you think of the game itself?
So let's say, think of it like a bartender, something I know you can relate to, so could I. And you're making the perfect drink and you're putting all these cool ingredients in it. And it had them all. It had high scoring, great quarterback play. It got off to a quick start. The stars all made plays. Kelce, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, the quarterbacks all made plays. There was a massive defensive play. There was a massive special teams play. It was close in the final 2 minutes. And it's this amazing cocktail. And then just as you're about to serve the perfect drink to somebody, you put like some truffle oil on the top of it and ruin the entire thing. Great movie. Terrible ending. Terrible ending. So I loved it up until the last 90 seconds, and then it was awful.
But you also had the Eagles to win, right? So maybe that had something to do with it. Yeah. Did you see, how were you? Man, I've watched these like videos of the Kelce brothers seeing each other after, and then Donna Kelce. And just a little quick bit of info. My boyfriend works for the Kelce podcast. For the first time in 3 minutes, those boys are going to say hello to each other in the room that is next to me. I can feel the tension in this house. Should I sneak in and like secretly listen to this podcast?
Tell me more.
I don't know. I don't think that they've talked to each other since they said goodbye, I love you, on the field. Maybe there was some text exchanged, but this is going to be the first New Heights episode that they record, and they're doing it right next door.
That's awesome. Put a glass up to the wall. Like, what? Let's hook an amp up to it or something. Come on.
Yeah, I think I'm going to. But what did you think seeing those videos? Did they make you cry like they made me cry?
Yeah, I thought the perfect blend was, I saw that it was getting circulated that the first thing that Jason, who lost, said to Travis was, "Leave you, congratulations," which is just like, throw that on a pillow, Vanetta. Like that is a perfect brotherly quote, and I love it. My MVP of the Kelce family, I have to say, I'm a big Ed Kelce guy. Love Ed.
Oh,
I got to hang with him a little bit in Arizona. He's the real deal. And I can see that why Donna married him and why he's got two sons in the Super Bowl. I love Ed.
Oh, that's beautiful. Okay, this is going to be a ridiculous question. You're going to hate me for asking. Super Bowl 58. Okay, who's playing in it? And more excitingly, who is playing the halftime? One could argue it's Kelly Clarkson. She hosted NFL Honors. Okay, she's got her foot in the door. Okay. She's shaking the hands that she needs to shake. Our bosses. Okay. Probably coordinated that. They have something to do with the halftime show. That's not a bad take. That is not a bad take. So who are you going for? A lot of people think it could be Taylor Swift. I, for one, am voting Drake. What's your vote?
Well, listen, the Taylor Swift thing is just sitting there, and she's been one of, if not the biggest pop stars in the world for, I don't know, a decade now. And it's the fact that it hasn't happened. I think there was some issues with Pepsi in a sponsorship that she conflicted with or something like that. But the fact that it hasn't happened yet and it's been sitting there, I feel like it's not going to happen. Do you want to know my really controversial thing that I've said for years?
And yes.
The halftime game has changed since I started saying this, but my dream halftime, okay, I think it would be massive on social media, positive or negative. I think everyone would have a huge reaction to it. I want a stand-up comic to do halftime.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to say that.
And listen, I used to say, the world has changed since I used to say this, but I'd say, make it a 20 minutes. It's a 10-minute set for Dave Chappelle and a 10-minute set for Jerry Seinfeld. And those guys have changed. But now you just go with either one comic or one on one. If they bomb, it's massive. Kevin Hart, sure. It's massive. If they crush, it's massive. Every single joke that they hit would be have to be so selected down to the syllable that everyone would lose their minds. Like I know it's never going to happen because I've pitched it officially to the league on the air. And they're like, ha ha ha, Kyle. I'm like, no, I'm not kidding. But I want a stand-up comic.
That would be so fun. But I feel like it's almost like it would have to be jokes that would have to do with the Super Bowl and like what is happening in the first half. And that is like an almost impossible turnaround. Right?
Yeah, they to do jokes, to riff. And it's kind of like, look, the great host at the Oscars can do it.
You're right.
But the Super Bowl is not the Oscars. It's a much, much bigger audience and it's live. And it would be a little weird. Like, what would their material be if in the middle of, I don't know, let's just say it's like, Chiefs, Rams next year, who the hell knows? And they're just like, so can you believe this economy? Or like it would just be weird. Like, I don't know what their content would be. How about this election? I don't know if next year is going to be it, but it's my dream. I want the stand up.
That would be very fun, I think. And absolutely shocking. Okay, KB, before we let you go, just want to thank you so much for hanging out with us all season long. It has been such a blast to have you on this podcast. What does your off season look like? I know you don't really have one. Is there something that you like really want to do? I know you're about to go on vacation, so don't say that. Okay. You can't use your vacation. What do you want to do in like the next 6 months? Is there a big trip? Do you want to learn how to play the piano? Like, what are you going to do in your off season?
I can play one song on piano. So I'm set on that. I had like 7 years of piano lessons when I was a kid, and I could play like three bars of Home Sweet Home by Motley Crue. vacation, yeah, that, all those things. Such a good question. What do I want to do? I'm trying to come up with something really wise ass.
You don't have to.
No, hold on though. Talk me through this. Let's cards on the table, Rachel.
Yeah.
I'm 44. I've been married for 12 years. I got a 9-year-old and a 6-year-old. I'm kind of entering the throes of middle age. I'm not entry level 40s anymore. I'm like mid 40s now. What are the mid 40s like white dudes doing? Like, should I be drinking IPAs and smoking more briskets and stuff? What should I do?
I don't know. Is there like a place that you want to see in the world? Like, I'm kind of really, I drove across the country last summer and it changed my life truly in so many different ways. I think I want to keep on just like doing, I want to travel more. Like, I really haven't gone anywhere or done anything cool.
Where to?
So I'm going to go to Italy and France and maybe Switzerland this summer.
No shit. No, I swore. Yeah. No kidding. Wow. Have you not been?
No, I've never been to any of those places. I've been to Paris this year. I'm going to live my life, KB. I feel like I'm getting to the point where this entire time, I'm 31 up until now, I've just been like work. And now I'm like, I want to do some like cool stuff for me. Okay. Is that cheesy? I don't
know. That's where you should go. Now you got my wheels turning.
Okay, here we go. 2 weeks
ago, Brooke and I, my wife and I, we did a week in Iceland, and it is the closest I have come in my life to feeling like I was not on the planet Earth. It feels like a science fiction movie or something in Star Wars.
Wow.
It's a full escape. It's waterfalls. It's active volcanoes with lava. It's like you go to a restaurant and they you eat reindeer. It's not the planet Earth. You got to go there.
Wow. Okay. Well, I will maybe think about Iceland. That seems crazy. Maybe I'll take baby steps with Italy and then I'll make it to Iceland. KB, you are the man. Enjoy your vacay. It is well deserved. And hopefully we'll be able to talk to you at some point in the off season, but we'll miss you, pal. Thanks for coming on the show so much.
Thank you for having me. Love you. Love your crew. It's a sharp broadcast you guys do. Thrilled to be here. You're the best, Rachel.
You're the best, KB. Thanks. All right, guys, coming up in the show, I asked you that very question. Who is going to be hanging out at Super Bowl 58 in Las Vegas? Who's playing in the game? Who is performing at the game? I've got some crazy tweets, okay? I've got some very fun suggestions, so don't go anywhere.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Guard like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
All right. I asked you guys who you think is going to be in Super Bowl 58. It is going to be in Las Vegas. So there are some major options here. I'm just going to read. So basically, I tweeted ridiculous question to ask 2 days after the Super Bowl, which is when we're recording this podcast. Who is in Super Bowl next year and who is performing the halftime show? I, Rachel Bonetta, am going Bengals versus Eagles. Okay. And Drake is performing at halftime. I absolutely loved what Jalen Hurts said after the loss when somebody said, like, what did you learn about this loss? And he talked about how, you know, it's all about how you handle it, and you can use this to make yourself better, or you can use it to just be like a bum and have that Super Bowl hangover. He's young. He's like Joe Burrow, like the Bengals. We were all, the first couple of games of the season, we're like, oh crap, the Bengals are definitely going to have a Super Bowl hangover. And then wham, bam, they almost made it back into the Super Bowl. So I'm going Bengals versus Eagles. I think that sounds like a very fun game. Also, we're all just like in love with Jalen Hurts now. Admit it. Okay. Even Patrick Mahomes is just like, for those haters, he's proved who he is. I was not doubting him. Okay, so here is what y'all think is going to happen in the Super Bowl. Casey Telford says, I don't know who's playing, but Miley is singing. Guys, I don't hate this. I do not hate this. She's got like the number one song in the world and is like breaking all of these kinds of records with flowers. I don't want to get sued. I can only sing a little bit of it. Party in the USA. Like she's got bangers. Literally, that's one of her songs called Bangers. And I feel like that would be, I think a lot of people's qualms with Riri was that it was a pretty like subdued show and it was pretty chill. That would be like halftime show on acid. Okay. That would be insane. And it would melt all of our faces. And in Vegas, Miley Cyrus, Vegas. Okay. That's beginning to make a whole lot of sense. Maybe I'm changing my answer from Drake to Miley. I kind of like that. All right, Bills versus 49ers, Reggie says. We've had two straight years of R&B slash hip hop. I'm thinking pop, gotta be Taylor Swift. You know, we've had a lot of years of like poppy stuff. So I could also see it going like more of like a rock. Like we saw Chris Stapleton absolutely rock it on the national anthem. I don't know if they would, have they ever really had like a country singer do the halftime show? I'm not a country gal, but I could see maybe that would, you know, appease a lot of people. Taylor Swift, we got to talk about this. Kyle said that he wouldn't be surprised if it was Taylor Swift. I'm just so sorry, but I am not a Swiftie. I know she's got some jams that I like. Okay. I know that it would be probably a high powered halftime show. I know a lot of people would lose their bleeping minds, but also she's about to go on like a world tour, isn't she? Like, will she really want to do a halftime show at the end of that? That seems like a lot of work. Or maybe the world tour is vamping up for the halftime show. Okay, we're getting somewhere with this, people. Justin Rubin says Saints Broncos in the Super Bowl with Metallica performing. I'm sorry, but that's a big ol' yuck for me. Bengals versus Lions, Dave says. Again, Metallica at half. What the heck is going on, people? And then he also said Chris Stapleton with the national anthem again, slash do it every year. And I could not agree more. I thought Chris Stapleton absolutely just nailed it, hit it out of the park. I thought it was so rad that he was playing his own guitar. He was wearing the sunglasses, just like no qualms at all. Also, you know what was so cool? We had the, oh man, I cannot remember his name, but he was one of the stars of Coda, which was the movie that won, I think like a million Oscars like the year before. It was all about, yeah, it won Best Picture. It was beautiful. It was all about the beauty of sign language and featured like all of these incredible deaf actors. He did the national anthem, if I remember, one of the main actors who did it in sign language. He was during the game. He was wearing this dope bolo tie. Man, that was cool. But yeah, Chris Stapleton absolutely knocked it out of the park. Okay, Mark is saying Chargers, Niners. Which is interesting. Halftime is Wu-Tang Clan. Okay, that would be very interesting. A lot of people think it could be the Killers performing at halftime. And I will say they were at a party performing at this Super Bowl. I'm always kind of like keeping my ear to the ground. Like, okay, who's showing up at this Super Bowl that's like whining and dining, okay, with people to perform at the next Super Bowl? I got to go and see Drake, which was actually low-key crazy. I got invited to this thing. We had our in. Shout out Cynthia Freeland, who is the love of my life. And I told her that I was going to name my firstborn after her for getting me into this show. We show up at like 12:30. They were like, Drake's not going to go until 1:30. And me, I like to be tucked in, you know, with my cozy little blankie at 10 p.m. So I'm saying 1:30. Yeah, right. But I was just riding the high of getting to see Drake. Okay. We show up at 12:30 and everyone's just like, guys, the fire marshals are here. We're shutting it down. No one else is getting inside. And there were some like seriously famous people stuck outside. Who's the guy that does Apple Music? Zane Lowe or whatever his name is. There's famous football players standing outside not being able to get in. And my sweet little ass gets pulled in from a side thing because I know somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody. Oh, I got to go to Drake and all these people got stuck outside. Ooh, ooh. So anyways, I was saying, Drake was there performing. That's why I think it could be Drake next year. And also, he put on a banger of a show. He played all the hits, which is also another hint. Okay, maybe somebody important was there watching. And he was just like, he came out and was like, you know, I'm only supposed to do 20 minutes tonight. Y'all okay if I just play the hits? And I was like, I freaked out. Okay. I was pushing people out of the way to get towards Drake. I was, get out of my way, famous person. Get out of my way. I saw Kyler Murray there. That was fun. He's just a tiny little baby. But that's a lot of Taylor Swift's, a lot of killers, because I think that they're Vegas local. And then somebody else said, you know, you got to start looking at the people who are like headlining Vegas. You got Adele. You've got who else has had like Katy Perry. She's already done it. So we're looking closely, okay? I feel like I'm going to crack the code. This is something that Bench with Bonetta is going to do this season. We're going to crack the code. We're going to know who is performing at the halftime before anybody else does, because we are looking at all the facts. We're looking at all the hints, okay? Coming up after the break, we're going to talk best thing and worst thing that I saw all week. One of them made me cry. One of them made me cry. Okay, don't go anywhere.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
It's the best.
All right. The best thing and the worst thing that I saw all week. Man, I cannot stop watching these videos. They're everywhere. Just any interaction with the Kelce brothers on the field after the game, whether they're seeing each other for the first time or they're seeing their mom for the first time. Good Lord. It is just like making me so emotional. You can just tell that Jason's sad and his mom's giving him a big old hug and they're just so much love. And then you can just tell how close those two are. I've literally every single time I see it on my, at first I was like, nope, I can't watch that. I can't watch that because it's just too emotional. Look at his face. Oh my goodness. I cannot wait to hear the post Super Bowl podcast, New Heights edition. It's going to be so good. And like I said, it's being recorded in the room next to me. Should I just like go sit in and listen? Okay. And then the worst thing that I saw, guys, okay, this is going to be a hot take. And I know that he's a dad. Okay. So Disneyland is probably like, I don't know, a different thing for parents. I'm not a Disney adult. Okay. Never will be. I've never even been. Okay. So maybe could you imagine my personality completely changed once I went to Disneyland like one time and I was all of a sudden a Disney adult? No. I hate that athletes have to go to Disneyland the day after they win the Super Bowl. Like literally the next morning, Patrick Mahomes is on this flight or on this float going around Disneyland, getting pictures taken. Okay. Great. He's got kids. No. Okay. I get it. It's Patrick Mahomes. You don't think that he's wanting to do like a keg stand at 4 a.m. the night after he won the Super Bowl. Do you really think he wants to take his kids to Disneyland? Like, that almost seems criminal. I don't know how this started. Okay, I actually kind of want to know now. I don't know how this started, but I'm anti. I am anti players going to Disneyland the day after they win the Super Bowl. Go a week later. Go a week later. Who wants to do that? Nobody. They want to be hung over. Let them. Let them be hung over the day after the Super Bowl. Okay? I do not like this. Okay, with that, I'm going to bed. Guys, thanks for listening to this pod. Thanks for listening all season long. It has been quite a doozy of a year. I am so thrilled that we have survived another Super Bowl. I can't wait for the next one. We got the combine coming up. We got the draft coming up. We got a whole lot, I'm sure, off-season madness. Remember last year? That was crazy. We will see you next week. We're going down to one episode a week because your girl is tired. And I'm going on vacation. So I'll see you later. Love you. Bye.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.